sisters, racial kin, ladies and gentlemen. I am Floyd Nelson, Imperial Wizard of the SS Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Some of you may be amazed with the information packet that was given to you when you came in. Among other things, it contains a floppy disk and a booklet of instructions for building a zip gun and a silencer. If you do not already own firearms, then I hope that each and every one of you will build a goodly number of these silenced zip guns. As many of you know, the international Jews and their creatures known as communists are conspiring to exterminate white people from the face of the earth. And especially have the Jew commies targeted Christians. We are gathered here this evening in the opening months of the year 2000 to discuss ways and means of defending ourselves, our racial kinsmen, and our country from the ravages of these evil monsters known as Jews. I will not dwell at this time upon the problems caused by the illegal Mexican immigrants or the criminal Negroes. But for some of you who are unfamiliar with the FBI statistics, Negroes make up 12% of the population, and yet they commit over 65% of the robberies, 55% of the rapes, and 60% of the murders every year in the United States. In 1992 alone, almost 1 million white people were murdered, raped, beaten and robbed by these black criminals. But what do the Jews who own the media do about this? Do they honestly report the news so that people can be warned and be wary of the murdering black criminals? Certainly not. The Jews hide the facts in an attempt to keep white people as easy targets for these attacks. There is an old saying that to be forewarned is to be forearmed. By falsely reporting the news, the Jews want white people to keep our guards down and to suffer and to die as a consequence. Meanwhile, the Jews scream about the law-abiding white people as being hate-filled racists who are to be condemned by all colored peoples worldwide. The Jews' papers whimper about how we should love and respect the Negro criminals and marry off our white children to these low-mentality beasts. When the Negroes assault or kill a million white people, the Jews' papers and YouTube say nothing. But let a white man assault or kill a Negro, and it is front-page news for weeks at a time. In a word, our country is being subverted, and our people are being vilified and slandered by the Jews. The Negroes are bad enough on their own, but it is the Jew who is fomenting racial tensions through the media, and it is the Jew who is destabilizing white society with Jewish lies, false accusations, slanders, and smears. Since the Jew-controlled government refuses to do anything about Negro criminality, Mexican wetbacks, or Jewish subversion, then this is a matter to be handled by our various dens and vigilance committees of the Invisible Empire. The information packet that you now have in your hands will provide you with the means of settling the score with the Jews, the Mexicans, and the crackhead niggers. Make copies of all items and share them with your kinsmen. Now, to get back to the subject of tonight's discussion. What I want to talk about this evening is the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. The right to keep and bear arms is a major target of attack by the evil Jews, the leftists, and the traitors in the government. The founding fathers of the United States of America knew from both wisdom and experience that an armed people are a free people. So they made certain that the people would remain free by being well armed. Why did they do this? Because they knew that all governments, no matter how benevolent in the beginning, all of them tend towards the attainment of more and more power for themselves, as well as the loss of more and more freedom for the people whom they govern. The founding fathers were not concerned with the people being attacked by robbers or murderers so much, because they knew that when a society is taught a moral and religious outlook, then thievery and murders become rare. What the founders wanted to ensure with the Second Amendment was for the government to remain benevolent and moral, or else to face the wrath of an armed citizenry. But at the end of the 20th and the beginning of the 21st centuries AD, the Jews and communists, whom we have erroneously allowed to exist among us, have infiltrated the government. Since the Wilson presidency, and especially since the Franklin Delano Roosevelt presidency, the Jews, leftists, and communists have steadily eaten away at our constitutional rights in an attempt to intimidate the people and to empower a dictatorial federal state. Incidentally, for those who wish to understand World War II and related American history, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a Jew. Why is it important to know this fact? A fact that both Roosevelt and the Jews in media were careful to deny and to hide. Those of you who are Christians should know that Jesus told the truth about the Jews. Jesus said that the Jews are liars, deceivers, hypocrites, murderers, and the very children of the devil. So what happens to the entire country and its hundreds of millions of people when Jews or Jewish puppets like Bill Clinton become leaders in politics? World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and Kosovo are examples of what happens. War is very good for Jewish business. When non-Jews are killing each other, the Jews are counting the profits. Communism is Jewish. One example of the lies and deceit of the Jewish gun grabbers is their use of fake statistics to deceive the people and to betray us to the destructive forces of Jewish communism and the international Jewish conspiracy of one world government. While the Jews papers and the JewTube hypocritically weep and moan about how guns accidentally kill 1,500 people per year, they never mention the fact that Jewish doctors murder 120,000 people every year by prescribing the wrong medicines. And that number doesn't even count the thousands of people who are killed on the operating table by Jewish surgeons, or the millions of non-Jewish babies who are murdered in the Jewish abortion mills. If you do the math, you will find that doctors are 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners. With these kinds of mortality rates, why aren't the people demanding the total elimination and banning of Jews from the field of medicine? We need to do this. But since the Jews own and control 99% of the newspapers, TV, magazines, and Hollywood movies, the only ideas that Americans and European people ever hear are the ideas that the Jew commies want you to hear. But now hear this. Jesus told the truth about the Jews. Think carefully about this statement. Jesus told the truth about the Jews. All of the Jews. The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America reads, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." There is nothing ambiguous about this written promise that the government made to the people in exchange for the right granted by the people for the government to govern. The American government is only allowed to govern by consent of the people. And the people gave their consent in 1776 under the conditions that the government guaranteed certain rights as stated in the Bill of Rights. Thus, if the government breaks its contract with the people, the government is no longer granted the right to govern. And if the government does not have the right to govern, then any laws such a rogue government makes are all without exception null and void. When the Jew bankers and Jew commies took over Russia in 1917, they made ownership of guns a death penalty except for Jews and communists. When the shoguns took over Japan in the 14th century, they made ownership of swords and spears a death penalty except for the samurai. When the Mongols took over China in the 12th century, they made ownership of swords a death penalty and allowed ownership of only one kitchen meat cleaver for every 10 families. Yes, the confiscation of weapons has historically been a main objective of tyrannical governments. The Jews started their assault on the Second Amendment with the banning of firecrackers and fireworks on the 4th of July. They first wanted the people to fear the pop and crackle of fireworks by claiming that they only wanted to protect your children. By attacking and manipulating your love of your children, the Jews attack and manipulate you. By banning fireworks, the Jews, the commies, and the leftists attempted to make the people forget the excitement and the thrill of that glorious day, the 4th of July. But their main objective was to make the American people forget that we have inalienable constitutional rights and irreplaceable freedom. By making Independence Day as nothing special, the Jew commies, conspiring with their fake front known as the American Civil Liberties Union, want you to think that there is nothing special about losing your rights. They are liars and deceivers. And today, by using their same old trick of hypocritically claiming that they want to protect your children from firearms, the Jew commies are attempting to take away your only means of defending yourselves from the chains of both the Jewish bankers and the Jewish communists. And yet, Jewish doctors kill 9,000 times more people every year than are killed by the accidental misuse of firearms. Now, since the Jews, communists, and the traitors in Congress have made it illegal in many states to be a member of a militia, and since these same Jews and traitors have made it illegal in many states to own our only means of self-defense, then it is time to get rid of these same Jews, communists, leftists, and traitors who have become the enemies of the people and the destroyers of the Constitution. They do not pass these unconstitutional laws because they love you and want to protect you as they claim. No, they pass these laws because they are your enemies and they want to enslave and to destroy you. That the police, judges, and congressmen are all liars and hypocrites is self-evident. Each and every one of them must take an oath of office before getting their particular job. And in this oath, they promise the people to protect the Constitution. And yet, they are all failing in their promise and nullifying their right to even hold that office. All laws passed by any state or in any session of Congress that attempts to nullify, alter, or infringe upon the Second Amendment are without exception null and void. These fake laws are made by the enemies of freedom for their benefit and for our woe. When the laws are made by evil and corrupt legislators, then there can be only evil that comes forth from such laws. It is the duty of every American to refuse to obey an unconstitutional law. It is the duty of every American and of every freedom-loving person in the whole world to own and to know how to properly operate any sort of weapon that his heart desires. That the Jews and the communists want to take your weapons while simultaneously arming your enemies is a treacherous act of war on their part. Yes, the Jews are arming our enemies while they conspire to disarm the American people. On the international level, the Jews of Israel sell the weapon systems that we give to them for free. They have broken their promises, and they sell nuclear and advanced laser weapons to the Russians and to Communist China and to North Korea for billions of dollars. And we gave those treacherous, scheming, greedy Jews all of their weapon systems for free out of kindness and goodwill. Yes, this is all a part of the international Jewish, communist, United Nations, one world government conspiracy. It is all the same Jewish devil wearing a different mask. On the national level, the Jews are arming the Negroes and the illegal Mexicans with a blind hatred for white people. Through their monopoly of the media, the Jews are instilling hatred for whites and anger against white people into the minds of the Negroes. They do this with lies, slanders, smears, ridicule, and insults. At the same time, the Jews want white people to feel ashamed of being white. Thus, the Jews want to soften the hearts and make timid the minds of white people while they simultaneously harden the hearts and inflame the minds of the Negroes. And when a crazed nigger, his mind filled with Jewish lies, rapes and kills a white person, the Jews cover it up in their media reports and hide the facts that white people are under attack. The Jews have betrayed America. No country in the history of the world has been kinder or more generous to the Jews than has America. And yet, these evil creatures have betrayed us and are even now conspiring with our enemies. And the Jews are giving the Mexicans the idea that by their sheer, illegal, brown numbers, they will be able to take over the southwestern United States as a province of Mexico. The Jews, and none other than the Jews, with their total control of the media, are presenting to the Negroes and Mexicans a warped and twisted view of white people and of white civilization. The Jews are creating their communist class warfare situation here in the United States, in Canada, in South Africa, Australia, and Europe. They are deceiving and using the colored people of the world as their soldiers for displacing, murdering, stealing from, and outvoting white people in our own country. Behind all of these ethnic groups who are elbowing their way into our country, you will find the scheming Jews egging them on. But in America, the treacherous Jews will meet their doom. The Jews have betrayed every country in which they have been allowed to settle. But by betraying the best friend that they have ever had in all of their long and sordid history, the Jews will discover that their final resting place is beneath the soil of this great land. And to ensure that we all have the means to defend ourselves from the Negro crack addicts who want our wallets, as well as from the Jew commies and traitors in Congress and in the United Nations who want to own and control our freedom, our lives, our property, our children, and our very thoughts as to what is good or evil. Yes, to ensure that none of these treacherous Jewish one-world government creeps will prevail in their conspiracy, the information packet that you now have in your hands is dedicated.